This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Being the manager of a chain restaurant, it has to be one of the most frustrating jobs out there. I would never want to take that job.
Well, it's gotten even worse, though, too, because normally you have to deal with customers who are
horrible.
Difficult. Yeah, I mean, it's such a tough job. But now employees are problematic as well. I mean, they can't get people to work.
Right. And one Olive Garden manager in Kansas, she is proving how frustrating her job is. So after having so many of her employees calling out for different reasons and leaving her understaffed, she had had enough and thought the best thing to do was send out a seething long email to all her employees stating that she would not hesitate to fire them on the spot if they tried to call out more than once in the span of a month.
Okay.
Now she said, quote, "If you're sick, you need to come in and prove it to us.
I get it.
If your dog dies, you need to bring him in and prove it to us.
I love every bit of this."
She also went on to say that she's tired of everyone taking time off for ridiculous reasons that she has shown up even when she is sick.
I love this lady.
No, because in a restaurant, you don't want someone serving you that's like sneezing and coughing.
Stay away from the food. Run the place. She has a work ethic. Everyone's like, "I got sniffles, I'm not coming in today."
Well,
or they use it as an excuse to not work. This is the problem with our country, man.
Well, you're going to be even angrier.
Okay.
So while it may have seemed like the seething email was a good idea at the time, once corporate found out about that email, they decided to fire her.
Okay. Olive Garden, you've lost your ever-loving mind. You have someone that wants to work and is trying to get other people to work, and you fire them?
Yeah, they issued a statement saying, quote, "We strive to provide a caring and respectful work environment, and this message is not aligned with our company's values."
And you're not in the trenches every day having to sit there and deal with your restaurant failing because people just will not show up to work. There was a restaurant we were going to the other day, and they're like, "Hey, sorry, we're closing at 6 tonight. People aren't showing up." And it happens at so many places.
COVID wrecked.
I don't know what happened after COVID. People were just like, I'm not going to work anymore.
How do they pay their bills?
I do not know. It's not like you can blame it on government subsidies because that has already run its course. Those people have already spent that money. So it's like, where did people just realize I'm not going to work anymore? And how are they doing it? I want to get in on that train.
Yeah. Like, did they go on to a bigger and better job?
I don't know.
Yeah, it just makes no sense.
Or maybe people just prioritized, you know, their life and feeling good for the day over making money, and they just accept making less, or they go into more debt. I don't know.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, I feel like life has value when you feel like you're helping someone else.
Well, when you work, God created us in the very beginning. What was it? What did he do with Adam and Eve? He gave them jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They worked. There's something fulfilling about working for your pay. And if you just, you know, don't do that, you're missing out on stuff. I know work can stink. I totally get that. But it can also be really fulfilling as well. I'm not going to Olive Garden ever again. Like, I love their breadsticks, and I and that shrimp appetizer dish, the scampi thing, delicious.
It's dead to you now.
It is dead to me. You're part of the problem, Olive Garden. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and it's that time of year. It's Hallmark Christmas movie season, and we like to play a game with it called the Hallmark Movie Name Game, where I'll give you a synopsis of the movie, and then I'll give you two titles, and all you have to do is tell me which is the real title for the movie. And when I do the research on this, and I go through and I read the synopsises, and I look at the pictures, and It's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah. I do not understand how other women sit there and watch these movies. Like, a lady we work with, Ruth, she's a huge fan of Hallmark movies. She's like, there's just something wonderful in knowing you're not going to see anything bad, hear anything bad, and you know what's going to happen at the end. But to me, I can't get past the cheesiness of it.
Yeah, and it's so predictable. My daughter loves them as well. Mm. Like, her goal is to be on a Hallmark movie. Like,
yes. I'm like, she should set the bar a lot higher.
That's what I said, too. But you know what? We'll play the game here anyway. Because, again, a lot of people love them.
They do. Yeah.
And so here we go. Here's an example. Liv is a photojournalist. There you go. Step one. Got a great job that no one has, really. 8 people are photojournalists in the world. And so she's eager to make it on her own to get that dream assignment, shooting the Chang family's annual holiday party. Boy, that's some assignment. What a big get to shoot the Chang family.
What a chance.
Yeah. It's for a cover story, though. I forgot to mention that. Mm-hmm. She doesn't reveal that they are, in fact, her family. Plot twist!
What? I never saw this coming.
No, it's like her family. Like, she's the rich girl that wants to make it on her own. So when she finds herself growing close to Henry, the coworker who's covering the story with her, and he's getting a little too close, she wants to confide in him, but she doesn't want to jeopardize her big break.
Oh, and there's going to be a big misunderstanding at the end.
Yep.
And then he's going to offer her like a Christmas cookie, and that's going to make things better.
Yep. So here we go. Is it called A Big Fat Family Christmas or A Picture Perfect Christmas? What do you say? Oh.
It's got to be Picture Perfect, because I can't see Hallmark being like a big fat family Christmas.
Yeah. No. That's not their MO.
No. Yeah.
And she's a photojournalist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Picture Perfect.
Yeah. Well, you guys are both a little thing I like to call wrong.
They actually called it.
It's called A Big Fat Family.
No, it's not.
I'm not making that up.
Wow. Someone needs to be fired over that.
Yeah. I guess kind of like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, maybe. It's a really bad play on that.
It's
or something.
A stretch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Maybe this game isn't as easy as you thought. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you love the Hallmark movies, this might be right up your alley. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Jenna, welcome to the Hallmark Movie Name Game, where I'm going to give you a plot of a Hallmark movie, and all you have to do is tell me what the name of that actual Hallmark Christmas movie is, okay?
Okay.
Now, how many Hallmark movies have you seen this year?
Probably 12.
Oh, wow.
Well, and let me guess, there's not really much of a difference between the plots. Like, I don't know if you'd be able to tell one from the other, right?
No, they're pretty much all the same. The guy meets the girl. There's misunderstanding, but they end up kissing at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, let's see how you do here. You got to get 2 out of 3 right. When pop star Darcy returns home to spend Christmas with her sister and niece, she unexpectedly finds herself coaching the high school choir with her one-time rival, Adam.
No, not
Adam. Not Adam. He was the bad boy in high school. And
I bet he wears a flannel shirt, too.
Oh, absolutely. And on the weekends when he's not coaching high school choir, he's a lumberjack.
On a tree farm.
Yes. Christmas tree farm, yes. And so they eventually kiss at the end.
Of course. And
everything's great. So what is this one called when pop star Darcy returns home? Is it Christmas Treble or In Merry Measure? What do you think?
Ooh.
Both musical terms there. In Christmas Treble or In Merry Measure?
Hard. I'm going to go with In Merry Measure.
In Merry Measure. Why not Christmas Treble?
I just think it's
too good. It's too good because I made it up. Yes, you got it right. Nicely done.
Yay, Jenna.
Well, there you go. That's one. Okay, so here we go. Annie faces her obstacle as the CEO of Cooper's Cookies, because she's a business mogul, obviously. She's running her own cookie company. When Grandma's secret recipe is stolen. Now, this one has some intrigue.
Oh, no. Who stole Grandma's recipe?
We don't know. While investigating the theft, she works with local baker Sam to help recreate the beloved recipe. Oh, Sam. He's got a little powder on his nose, and she's like, oh, you got a little something there. Let me get that off. Smooch! You know. So, all right. Is this one called The Christmas Cookie Crumbles or A Christmas Cookie Miracle? What do you think?
I'm going to go with A Christmas Spooky Miracle.
You've seen enough of these Hallmark Christmas movies that if Miracle is in the title, it's probably right. And yes, you are right. Congratulations. That is 2 out of 3. You don't even need the third one. You are a Hallmark movie aficionado.
Hey, thank you.
It's almost like a beautiful Hallmark Christmas ending.
It sure is. Thank you, guys.
Now, is your romance story, is your love story a lot like a Hallmark movie?
I am single, so I don't even have a romance story, but that's why I enjoy watching those, because I can just live through the characters.
Wow, you and I have different approaches, because I'm single also, but I watch a lot of Dateline.
Yeah, you watch murder shows. Yeah. Who's healthier here? Well, Jenna, thanks for being on the show with us, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. When you get down towards the end of the year, you start seeing those end-of-year lists pop up, even before Christmas. And that's kind of what we started thinking about, too, because, like, Spotify will do theirs, or Google, and we were wondering, like, what are the most played songs at Way FM over this last year?
Right, and so I did a little digging and asked a couple of people that know these things. And the data came back.
Okay.
And this is what I found out. We're going to do the top three, starting off with number three.
Oh, okay. Number three. Here we go.
I'll say number three is for King and Country's For God Is With Us. This is where love truly begins.
For God is with us. Wow. Okay. That's a great song.
Right.
And it seemed like I'm trying to remember back, like, okay, did we play this a lot? Well, obviously we did.
I feel like For King and Country can't do anything wrong.
No.
Like, everything they do is going to be popular. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't make the top one or the top two, but they're in the top three.
Yeah, we played a lot of Zach Williams. I could see Zach Williams making the top three, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Am I right?
No.
What?
So number two, this was female-led, okay?
Okay.
Number two, Tasha Layton, Look What You've Done.
Yeah. Look what you've done. That's a good one. Yeah, this is a really good song.
Yeah. And then coming in at number one is a girl who came out with her very first single, got huge hits from TikTok. That's how she was discovered.
Yep.
Katie Nicole in Jesus' Name.
She's really young and super nice. Like, they brought her by one day. She's like, oh, I listen to the show. I love what you guys do, blah, blah, blah. Like, super nice. It's interesting, too. Like, the story was she kind of was trying to get traction in the Christian world, the music world, and wasn't having success. Like, they weren't sure what to do with her. And then all of a sudden, her song blew up on TikTok. And that got her, like, signed.
I mean, she's beating people like Matthew West, Mercy Me, Jordan Feliz, Toby Mac, Colton
Holy
Dixon.
Cow. That's amazing. Well, good on her, because a lot of times there aren't a lot of the iconic women in Christian music like there used to be. You know, you had Amy Grant, you had Natalie Grant too, and I haven't heard much from her in a while. This year felt like more of a resurgence of that. Lauren Daigle, obviously, Nicole, Tasha Layton. So that's good. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. 2022 in a wrap.
The year of the woman at Way FM.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I got an email from a Scrooge, but I love it. Absolutely love it. Remember the story you did about the post office doing like an adopt a Santa letter thing where, you know, they look at the letters and then you could adopt one and fulfill the needs for a kid?
Yeah.
It's a great story. Well, Alex was like, hey, heard you guys talking about the Postal Service quest to meet kids' requests from Santa. Just wondering, isn't it a felony for the USPS to open letters that aren't addressed to them?
That's great.
Wow.
So bah humbug, but I love it.
That's taking it to a whole new level.
That's
like,
so
come
funny.
On.
Oh, that's so funny. Here's one for you, Rock. Hey, this is from a random potty. JG says, hey, could you ask Betty Rock a question? Who is the guy who's married to Mila Kunis?
Ashton Kutcher? Ashton Kutcher.
Say it again.
Say it again, yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh. I do hear
you hear it?
Yeah.
What?
He's like, she always puts a D at the end of Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, you say there it is again. There's a D. Oh, there's no D.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes, that's it. Ashton Kutcher.
My goodness.
Okay. Ashton Kutcher.
And you make fun of Wally all the time for
his
saying.
Oh, but his is terrible.
Yeah.
Say,
sixth.
No, say, you say fourth.
Fourth.
Fifth.
Fifth. Sixth.
You say fourth, fifth, sixth.
There's an H at the end.
Yeah.
It's sixth.
Yeah, well, there's a D at the end of Kutcher, too. So there you go. None of us are perfect, apparently, Betty Rock. And finally, yes, thank you. This was what Cassie said. I do not get that song either. She was talking about Celebrate Me Home, how I don't understand the concept, literally, like the literary aspect of it. It makes no sense to me, and everyone calls me a Grinch. I'm so glad that someone agrees with me.
No, you are a Grinch, and so is Wally.
No, this
no
song,
one's going to celebrate you home.
Well, I know, because there's no such thing as celebrating anyone home. Doesn't make any sense. Makes zero sense, and myself and Cassie are the only two people. We are
Grinches.
We are the outliers. We are the
Grinches.
Rebels, the people who will stand against
humbug.
Everyone else who just locksteps and does what everybody else says, the lemmings. We are anti-lemming.
Okay.
There you go. Don't get the song, and proud of it. That's going to do it for your email. If you ever want to get a hold of me like these good people did, it's just wally@wayfm.com.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
So today, Betty and Gavin, it would be my honor if I could take you guys to lunch and I'll buy.
We're going to McDonald's probably.
That's crazy you mentioned that. Yes, we are. How did you know that?
Because you're cheap.
I'm still grateful. Yeah,
Thank you, Gavin. Well, I'm good. You're going to see how cheap I am. I've set the menu that you're going to get.
Menu?
No, you're each getting better than that, believe it or not. You're each going to get double cheeseburgers.
Hey,
How about that? Yeah, not too shabby.
Yeah,
right?
I'm in.
Apparently, double cheeseburgers today and tomorrow are 50 cents.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
Normally $2.89, but they're 50 cents. It's part of their season of sharing promotion. And so you have to have the app. Okay, this is the catch. They want you to use the app, okay, for everything now. They're trying to drive their app numbers.
Yeah.
And so if you use the app, you can order them, and they're 50 cents each. And so I'm like, oh, that sounds like I could buy lunch today.
I would greatly appreciate that,
sir.
Not
a problem. Yeah. I will do that. I will download the app. I don't even have the app yet. I don't.
You love McDonald's.
I do, and I never use the app. And I think it's partly because, like, I hate when I pull up to the drive-thru and, like, like, what did you just say to me? I'm sorry, I missed that. What'd you say? Something about the app in my way.
No, to get the app today. Will you be using the app today?
If I'm using the app, why am I in the drive-thru? Why would I go to the drive-thru to use the app?
Just get the app and order from the app, and then you park in the little parking spot that's meant for the app people,
makes sense.
And then it's done.
Yes, but why did they ask me in the drive-thru if I'm using the app?
Because because in the app, it gives you the option of whether you want to go in and pick up your order, go through the drive-thru and pick up your order, or park and they bring out your order.
Who would go through the drive-thru?
I don't know.
The drive-thru is where you get stuck forever. Why? If you've used the app.
Okay, the same could be said for why don't you just download the app so you're not stuck at the drive-thru for forever and then you're here telling us about it.
Well, yeah, I will now, especially for 50 cent cheeseburgers. If you want to save some money and like do a little treat with the family too, they're doing different days. Like coming up, I think on the 10th, you can actually get like $4 meals. It's a McDouble or a McChicken and 4-piece McNuggets, small fries, and a drink.
That's not bad.
So yeah, I might treat you guys again then too. So not bad for a family. If you're trying to feed like a family of four, you know, that's hard.
We're your family.
You are my family.
Family of three.
That's right. I feel like I'm raising you both. And one of you is going to be successful.
Wait.
Stinks to be you, Gavin.
No. I think it's you, Gavin.
I know.
I have hope for you. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and it's real easy during Christmas to get all excited in the fun of it and the joy of it. But I was reminded the other day that that's not everybody's story during Christmas. This lady had emailed me. She says, you know, I know people expect to hear Christmas music during the holidays because we're playing Christmas music 24/7. And several years ago, I could have listened to Christmas music year-round. But 4 years ago, about the same time Wally lost his dad, I lost my dad 1 week before Christmas. Christmas isn't all that merry anymore, and Christmas time just reminds me of the day that we lost my dad. I listen to your station, and I love Christian music, but now it seems like everybody's playing Christmas music, and it's tough for me. I get it. I understand that. And she's like, is there any way we could not play Christmas music, you know? And so I understand that. This is where it's kind of like the reason we play a lot of Christmas music is people who don't even believe in Jesus find stations and then they find Jesus as a result of it. So this is what I was trying to tell her. I said, like, look, maybe if it helps you to think of it this way, this is an outreach. I know it hurts for you because it reminds you of the loss of your dad.
Yeah.
But if you can think of it like an outreach, because people are finding God here through Christmas music. It's the craziest thing because people will listen to it and then they'll stay after the holiday is over and mm-hmm. they get Jesus through everything that we do and stuff. And so she's like, that really does help. I appreciate that. But it's just a good reminder that sometimes people aren't in the best headspace during the holidays and all the excessive joy and mirth and, you know, it actually sends them further down into that spiral because they're like, what's wrong with me? Why am I not happy now?
Right. It can be a reminder of those hard times in your life and you don't want to get that reminder. If anything, you want to forget. So I can see where that would be difficult.
I am curious for you and your story, like when the holidays hurt, maybe you're in that place right now. So like, how do you kind of get through this time where everyone around you is happy, but you're not in that place mm-hmm. because of a loss or whatever it is for you, whatever your story is. I'd love to hear your story and maybe kind of how you deal, because your story might help somebody else that's sitting in that same place that you're at right now. And that, I think in some ways too, in doing that, it might help you, you mm-hmm. know, during this time as well. Kind of like this lady finding out that there was a bigger reason for the Christmas music other than just, we're all Christmas,
right?
You know,
exactly.
So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to have you and you know on the show with us and sharing your story because I think this stuff matters. So 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you deal with it, Lisa?
Well, this is going to be the first Christmas without my husband. He died this year. I have made it a point to get out of my headspace by donating and cooking and giving to other people. That's how I got through Thanksgiving, and that's how I'm going to get through Christmas, because Christmas is not as joyful as I would like it to be.
Oh, obviously, but, and it's like the first one, too, for you. I mean, I can't even put myself in that place and know what you feel, but I do love your proactive nature. When we're stuck in our faith or when we're hurt in our faith, I think one of the best things you can do is serve others and love others, and you're so smart to take that approach, and I think that will help you.
It's given me ability to talk to other people who it's their first having lost a spouse or a child too, and so we have a support group, and that's kind of been our mission this Christmas, is to try to help other people so that we can get through the holidays with as little grief as, I mean, we have grief, but it's not so painful. We can find some joy in it.
That's awesome. I really, look, I'm sorry for your loss, but I really appreciate you sharing your perspective, because that might be the exact thing that somebody who couldn't find their way out of it needed to hear today. So thank you.
Well, thank y'all for what you do and all your encouragement, and y'all have gotten me through this year as well. So y'all have a Merry Christmas.
How do you kind of get through that, and what's your story?
Well, I recently lost my brother less than a month ago, and he loved life. He loved Christmas, and we are doing Christmas in honor of him as well as Jesus. He would not want us to dwell on him not being him here with us. He'd want us to celebrate Christmas and be happy, enjoy what we have now. He's with Jesus celebrating his birthday with him. And he'd want us to celebrate Jesus here on earth and be as happy as we can be.
So you're combating the grief and the pain by honoring him through his life and his joy. So you're like, you guys are choosing to be joyful in this time.
Yes. Don't get me wrong. There's sad times. There's a lot of crying. But he would want us to be positive and happy. We still have life. We still need to live. And he'd want us to be happy in our life.
Well, I really love your guys' take on, you know, honoring him and his joy in your own sadness. And I think that maybe that's something that somebody else maybe hasn't even thought of yet. They're just consumed by the grief of their loss, and this might help them out today. So look at that. Your brother's still helping people.
That is awesome. That I hope it really does.
Well, Tina, thanks for being on with us. And I know it's hard, but I do hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I will. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. God bless.
Jamie, how do you kind of deal with that, and what's your situation?
It's pretty much the same thing with me. I lost my father. It'll be a year Tuesday. And my mother's been gone over 25 years. And so for me, I read something somewhere that said the best way to get through the holidays was to keep that person's memory alive by giving the things that made them happy. You know, for instance, if they cooked or had favorite recipes, to share those with other people.
Oh, I love that.
It really clicked with me, and it really helped me. We had a chocolate shop that was very special to our family when I grew up, and so that's my way of keeping them alive, is using those recipes from that chocolate shop.
I really love the idea, instead of trying to pretend it didn't happen, to find the joy in it and to be like, yeah, I want to honor this person. I want to do the things that they did. Like me, I keep my dad's memory alive by untangling the Christmas tree lights and trying my hardest not to swear.
Yes.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Of all the technological mainstays in our lives, I think Google is probably one of the most important things that would probably ruin us if all of a sudden it was gone. Because I'm not going back to Bing.
No.
Or Yahoo.
No.
Or whatever the other
Mr.
options
Jeeves.
Are.
Yeah. And then, like, you settle so many arguments when you Google stuff. Like, you're out somewhere and it's like, well, I think this. Well, I think that. Well, let's Google it. And then you can win. Discussions.
Because that's what it's about.
But it
winning.
Is like, it is nice to always have like a quick, you know, ability to search things. And at the end of every year, Google always releases kind of the most Googled items or questions from the year. And I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at a few of the lists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the first one was the top, and this is just last 2 years, the top shortages of 2022. So people Googled the top shortages were.
Because toilet paper was 2020 for sure.
Thankfully, we haven't run into that situation recently, but apparently the top searches for this were diesel shortage.
Oh.
I don't know a ton of people in my life that use diesel.
Truck drivers had problems.
True. Oh, yeah. And then baby formula shortage. I remember that one.
Yeah. Because
we had it flown like into the country at one point, I thought.
Yeah, we got it from other countries and that have different standards than we have.
Super weird. And then the random one, and I remember a lot of these, but the one that was most searched was a sriracha shortage.
What?
Yeah.
Not important to me personally.
Huh. There's weird shortages too that were during the pandemic where like yeast one time was in shortage, and it was because somebody did a YouTube video or a TikTok about making some different bread with yeast, and then everyone's like, well, we're stuck at home. Let's all go buy yeast. And all of a sudden you can't find yeast on the shelves.
The most searched games of the year, these are literally all the same, just a little bit different. And I remember the heyday of this. There was Wordle, Hurdle, and Worldle, and Quartle, and a bunch of other Wordles.
I've
out
never
there.
Played Wordle before, and
it
I know
fun.
It's a big thing. So you're already done with it. It ran its course.
It ran its course within a month. You were playing Hurdle for a while, the one where you listen to a song.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, especially when I got it right.
Yeah.
And then I really liked this. It was the top how to help others searches.
Oh.
The first one was how to help Ukraine, because we know they've been going through it for a long time now. It's been
surprising. 9 months.
Yeah. That's been basically the entire year. How to help Ukraine refugees, because those are people that are kind of filling into other countries. And then how to help Uvalde, based on what happened earlier there this year.
That's good that, you know what? It's good that people at least had that mindset of, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Let me Google how I can help and be assistance to people that are hurting. That's a good sign for us, you know?
I agree.
As people, I'm glad that that was one of the top searches this year for sure. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and giving gifts is a lot of fun. It's one of the best parts of Christmas. You know, you get to, you know, see somebody's face light up when you got them that perfect gift. But then sometimes you get into a dilemma where there's like a surprise gift from someone you did not expect to get a gift from. Betty Rock's kind of in that boat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big fear of mine. Like, I have this group of people that I consider my friends, but if I bought gifts for every single one of them,
you would be awesome.
I would be in debt. So you kind of have to pick and choose who you think for sure is going to get you something so that you have something available. But there's always that fringe friend that gets you something and you didn't get them anything. And that is my biggest fear. So I just don't know how to solve the issue. Like, I want them to know that I care, and I definitely would have something for them if I knew they were getting something for me.
Right.
But I also, but if the tables are turned, if I got a gift for every friend in my life, what if I'm that fringe friend? And they're like, oh no.
Yeah, that hurts too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
what do you do?
I don't know. It's tough, man. It is tough. Like, I would have an emergency candle. Like, Bath & Body has, like, the three-wick ones, the single-wick ones. I would always have an emergency candle in my car with a empty tag and a bow on it. Or in a bag. A bag's even better. Because then they're like, hey, I just value your friendship. I love you so much. Here's your Christmas present. You're like, oh, I didn't know I was going to see you here today. Let me go get yours out of the car real quick. This is great. I'm so glad I ran into you. Quickly write their name on it. You run back. You're like, here you go.
That's really clever.
And everyone knows you like candles, so it makes sense that that would be your gift, you know? So just have a couple of those tucked away, and then you solve your whole problem.
Keep them in the trunk of my car?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take the spare out if you need to. 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe you've been in that place before where someone gave you a gift and you didn't have one back, or, you know, who are those French friends that you have to buy for? How do you get through that time? Like do you just accept it and be like, hey, thank you, and move on? Do you make an excuse? What do you do when you are in that situation? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show with us. If you put that in your favorites, too, you can get right through faster. So 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you deal with that situation?
Wally, that is a great question. But I think if we give with a great heart, like, hey, I'm just going to give for these friends the money I can afford or whatever, I think we're fine. And then if we receive one and didn't get one for that friend, you know, thank Jesus for it and thank Jesus for that friend still.
Yeah, but Terry, you got to admit, like, in that situation, it gets a little awkward when they're just standing there and you're like, all you can say is thank you.
And then they're like, hey, why don't you open it up right now? Oh, geez, this is getting worse. And what's your name again?
Right. Oh, it's just terrible.
Hey, Terry, thanks for being on with us today. All right, Amber, how do you handle the awkward gift exchange if you were not prepared?
So my family, we actually go and get gift cards and put them in little bags with some chocolate. We keep them in the trunk. That way, when we would go to, like, family events, if someone had a girlfriend or they're like, oh, Papa's Secret Santa, we were ready.
Oh, that's great. And then if you don't use them, you know, during Christmas, because maybe you just didn't need as many this year, like, you have a bunch of gift cards for after Christmas. It's like Merry Christmas to yourself.
Exactly.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of years ago, I went to a Christmas party from the hospital, but it was just a couple of coworkers, as of my understanding. And then all of a sudden I get there and there's like all these other bunch of people and I see all these gifts. So I go to the kitchen and I said, hey, to the host, do you guys need any help? She's like, no. And I said, oh, I think you're running low of ice. Let me go get you some ice. Bye. And I went to Walgreens and I got like four different type of gift cards. And I got these little bags and I got paper and I put it all in my car. And then when I got there with the ice and someone did give me a gift and I was like, oh, you know, I didn't think you were going to be here. Let me go get your gift in the car. And I went and I got their gift.
I think what I've learned here is that anytime I go to a friend of mine, I'm like, here's your present. I appreciate you. And they say, oh, wait, yeah. I left your present in my car. I know that I surprised them with a gift and they weren't prepared.
And that you're not that close.
Yeah.
Or if all of a sudden the gift that they come back with is like lip balm, Chiclets, some Tic Tacs, a deck of cards. You know, they just went to Walgreens like Natasha and are busting it out. Well, Natasha, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we do a thing called Photo Op from time to time where I take the phones of the people on the show and take their last photo they've taken and force them to tell a story about it. And so today is no different. We have this at wayfm.com, or better, you post this on our Facebook too, right?
Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see it there. And there's some interesting photos.
Okay, let's start with Betty Rock first, because it's just a photo of your
hand. It is.
It's very glittery.
It's a glittery hand. Well, my nails are glittery. That is because I have a couple of friends that their nails always look so good. And I'm like, what do you do? And they're like, oh, we get them done every month. We get dip nails.
Right.
Now, if you are a guy and you have no idea what dip nails are, it's when you dip your fingers in this colored powder and it sticks to your nails and hardens and it's fantastic.
Fascinating.
But it costs a lot of money.
To go to a place and
like,
do it.
Yeah, for like $65 a month.
Ooh, no.
It's ridiculous.
A month?
A month. So
why?
I Googled how to do it at home and got all the equipment that I needed to do it. And I nailed it. No
Literally.
Pun intended.
Let me see your nails.
They look fantastic.
Fabulous. They do look
they
fantastic.
They don't chip.
Nice.
And it's fun.
Yeah. Does it
so
work
excited.
Better with longer nails or short nails, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to get yours done?
Just one.
Which
really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know. Just my pinky. No, I'm not going to do that. I think Micah Tyler. Was it Micah Tyler that was doing his nails one time?
Really? Maybe he has a daughter.
Yeah,
a
no,
guy we work hopefully. With, he had his nails done, Steve.
Yeah.
But he has a daughter that loves to paint his nails.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's fun. That's cute. Okay, well, there you go. Congratulations. Betty Rock will be opening a shop
yes.
soon, I'm sure. Oh, Gavin. You know what? I'm going to save Gavin's for last. My picture is you see a picture of the monitor and the radio in my wife's car.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's set to 88.7 because I'm a good employee. But then you'll notice down below the screen, there's like this black thing sticking out of it.
Yeah.
That is a hotel room key. And I had to do this. She has a brand new car, and we were on a road trip, and it just sat there and rattled for hundreds of miles. I was losing my ever-loving mind because it wouldn't stop no matter what I was doing. I would hold the radio monitor to make it stop.
Yeah.
And this is like a Bronco. Like, it's a nice car. And finally, I'm like, this has to stop. I cannot take this anymore. So I shoved my hotel room key under it, and it made it stop rattling.
Oh, nice.
Well.
Yeah, it's still there now. I haven't taken it out.
It's a solution.
I was going to take it to the dealer. The Ford dealer, but then I think they're just going to look at it and go, you solved your own problem. This is great. We're going to order some of these ourselves because
yeah.
we got an issue. We're going to fix it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
All right, Gavin, photo op.
You've got me and a friend of mine. His name is Tristan. He's becoming one of my new besties here in town. We recently went to my wife's work Christmas party, and they said, you know, business casual. And so my friend, he texted me, he's like, oh, let's wear funny Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
So he's wearing one from like Lilo and Stitch. I'm wearing one with Baby Yoda in it. And he's
Great.
Like in the middle of the word joy. And we were like, other people will surely do something similar to this. We were the only ones
nice.
At this place. Aww. All these people looking fancy. My wife looked fancy.
Nice.
And we're over here like a bunch of goofballs.
You two rednecked it up.
Having
I love
fun.
It.
I like it.
Well, the funny thing is, too, like he looks like a taller version of you. You both have
yeah.
red hair and glasses and beards. My wife literally saw this picture and she's like, who's Gavin's giant friend?
I
He's like a foot taller.
I wish I was average size. Yeah. Like, that guy is probably 6'3", which in some worlds is slightly normal.
Right.
But man, I'm short.
You look like Mini-Me in this picture. If you want to see it, it's really, really cute. You can check out our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show, or you can go to wayfm.com.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report. Hey, Betty.
It's that time of year where we start taking stock of what was popular throughout the current year and remember, maybe get a few laughs or, you know, who knows. What? That's exactly what Google has done. They published an article naming the top actors, songs, and star passings searched in 2022. So the top song that was searched on Google this year, and I think it's no surprise, We Don't Talk About Bruno from Disney's Encanto.
Really?
We
don't talk about
Bruno. No, 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 no. We don't talk about Bruno.
I just have not fully understood this because, like, Encanto was like, to me. And the music was, but Lin-Manuel Miranda did it, so it was bigger news.
But to me, I mean, that's a slow song. Yeah. There's nothing really catchy about it. What I think is Lin-Manuel got on Google,
right,
and he searched it
a lot
and made that the top. When it comes to the stars that have passed throughout the years, you would think that the number one searched person would be Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
It actually was not. It was the one and only Betty White.
Our own queen.
Yes.
Queen of America.
I just want to thank you all for your love and support over the years. Thank you so much. Stick around.
I loved Betty White. She was so great.
I know, and I think a lot of people liked her, obviously, when she was the top searched person on Google after her passing. And then the top actor. Now, this is surprising to me because you would think after what happened with the Oscar slap between Will Smith and Chris Rock, they'd be at the top.
Oh, wow.
I still
that
giggle.
That was the greatest night in the history of television.
I love Chris Rock. I mean, he's so surprised by it, obviously, because who's ready for that?
Yeah.
But that was the greatest night in the history of television. Like, it dawns on him, like, what has just happened?
Right.
And he's like, this is gold.
But you would think after that happened on national television, they would be the top searched for
and
on
they're
Google.
Not.
And they're not. Now, yes, they made the top five, but the one that made it to number one was the one and only Johnny Depp.
What?
If you remember,
Amber
he
Heard.
Had that public
that
defamation case
yes.
that was against his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
It was on court TV. I mean, I had friends that were taking their lunch breaks just to watch it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I watched some of it like on TikTok, and I could only handle so much of the crazy. But yeah, I get it. I see why that was the number one search thing. Well, there you go. Hopefully, we'll do better next year. That's what my hope there. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's very rare that you get to see someone kind of reinvent themselves, and I've known Betty for so many years, like we've been friends for 15 years. Oh, did I overstep there saying friends?
There have been days.
We've worked together for 15 years, but it's been really interesting. In the last couple years, I've seen you, I think, morph a little bit, and I've been, in the best ways, I've been very impressed with, like, the woman that you are, and like the amount of growth that you personally have gone through, you know, because you felt you needed to, you know, and professionally and personally, and you know, impressive.
Just continuing to grow. Yeah. And I think all of us can do something like that. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm trying. But one of the things that I know Wally will agree to is that when it comes to my personality, I don't like confrontation.
No.
If anything, when confrontation happens, I just shut down. I do not want to talk.
She starts coloring books in her mind.
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't want to talk. I especially don't want to talk to the person that has bothered me.
Right.
But recently, I had a conversation with a close friend of mine about this because it was becoming a problem. I was seeing how when things bother me or they hurt me, I just sweep it under the rug instead of dealing with it. And one of the main things is I don't want to deal with it because I don't want to make things awkward or I don't want to lose that relationship.
Because you would hold on to things for long time and then they would all come out at once.
Yeah.
And you would yell at me because a lot. But again, growth. But you would yell at me and you'd start on this one thing that like would have happened in the moment, and then before I know it, I'm getting stuff from a year and a half, 2 years ago. Like, what just happened? Where are we?
Because I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want to.
And I never knew.
Right, exactly. And that was becoming a problem. I know that I can't continue doing life just by shoving things under the carpet and then exploding over one little thing.
But a lot of people do that. And if you've learned anything on this, that's helpful.
Right. So I was talking with a close friend of mine and I was getting her advice on how to deal with it, how to do better. And she said, you know, usually people will pick up on the fact that something is bothering you.
Absolutely.
Usually they'll say, hey, are you okay?
Fine. Oh, Betty's not good.
Exactly. That was usually my first reaction. In the past, it's been, yeah, I'm fine. But you know I'm not fine.
Absolutely.
But in reality, I just haven't processed yet why I'm feeling the way that I am. And I don't want to say something that I'll regret later. So I just don't talk. So instead, what she said was, you need to say, hey, I'm not okay. But I really need to process it more because I really don't know what is bothering me. But I do appreciate that you are asking if I'm okay. Can you ask me that same question in the next 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me a day. And that way, instead of just shutting down, closing the door and saying you're dead to me or whatever, you can process it. You can still keep the door open, have time to process it. And it will help them to be like, okay, we are going to talk about it.
Right.
And I will ask you tomorrow.
As we work together for all this time and work through things, because we process things differently, like I want to deal with something right now and just get it out and get it over with. Mm-hmm. And so that's hard for me, like when you would shut down. Mm-hmm. And so I have learned to respect that you do need time to process. And so when you're like, hey, I can't deal with it now, but, you know, let's talk about it tomorrow. I'm like, oh, that makes sense to me. I can actually respect that. It's a boundary. I don't like boundaries, but, you know, I like you enough to deal with the boundaries.
You know what? That's bothering me, and I'm not sure why, but can you ask me about it tomorrow?
Oh, I will. A lot. Repeatedly. So, anyway, if you're that person that kind of holds on to hurt, maybe that's something that you can learn from, like Betty learned from her friend. Like, maybe that's something that you could take and implement in your life, because it works, especially if you have someone like me that's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I want to help. Let's fix it. You know, because you probably have that person. Uplifting Away FM. This is the Wally Show. If you can't get enough of this here show, and who can't, you can actually get our podcast. We do it every day after the show. Like, we finish up the show, our last break, boom, and we jump right into podcast. And it's all new content that we haven't done on the show before. And so if you want to check it out, it's really easy.
Yeah, just text TWS to 91979. TWS stands for The Wally Show. So TWS to 91979. We'll send you a link and it'll take you straight to the podcast.
Listen at your own risk, honestly. It's a little different than what we do on the radio because we have longer form discussions. And honestly, too, it's like I'll have conversations that don't put me in the best light because I'll be honest about where I'm at. And so we like to give you little flavors of things, and maybe you'll learn something, or, you know, something will resonate with you from this little part of the podcast here, talking about small groups. I hit a new small group low last night. They asked me to pray because I always play a joke like, hey, anyone want to pray? And I'm like, oh, my wife Marty would love to. And then they're kind of like, ah.
Is it funny every time?
Not really. Well, I don't do it every time. I only do it when it feels right. And so then last night, one of the ladies was like, well, Wally, why don't you pray? And I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. I don't want to take that from somebody else. And they're like, no, I really think you should do it. And they just kept on me like, no, I really think you should do it. And I'm like, all right, look, full disclosure, when you guys were doing prayer requests, I checked out.
Oh, so bad.
Like, I'm like the most honest person, like in small group and stuff, and it's not always popular. But I'm like, I checked out. Because the minute my wife did traveling mercies, because you know that's a pet peeve for me. That
did she?
She did. Like she did. Like,
does she know that this is a pet peeve of yours?
Yes. We've talked about it. And so when she busted out traveling mercies early on, I checked out. And so then, and then there were other serious ones, and I'm like, I could not remember them.
You are not God. You cannot judge what is important to legitimize a prayer request.
A conversation.
I know.
God.
Like, I get it. I get what you're saying. And this is why I fully recognize that I'm the worst person in small group.
Yet it doesn't stop you.
Well, I'm just wired this way. Like,
no,
I don't
that's
know how
an
to
excuse.
Unwire this.
That's an excuse.
I don't know how to unwire it. God made me
this way for
a reason. And maybe
he made you hurtfully honest.
Maybe he made me this way for a reason because he's tired of traveling mercy prayer requests. There you go. There's a little slice of the podcast that we do. And you can, again, you can check it out. And some stuff's longer form, some stuff's serious, some stuff's funny. But it's there for you.
TWS to 91979.
It's the Wally Show podcast, the actual most listened to podcast on WayFM and least promoted. So there you go.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting WayFM. This year's Good News Giddy Up, where we do a little cavalcade, if you will, a roundup of three good news stories. It's designed to make you feel better because the regular news is a bit caustic sometimes. Let's start with you, Betty Rock. Good News Giddy Up, go.
This one is a Christmas miracle.
I love this.
Cops and firefighters in Nevada, they all worked together to save a wild donkey.
What?
It had wandered into an old mine shaft and got stuck, and that thing was 10 feet down.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's long. A hiker actually spotted the donkey and called it in Thursday. Rescuers had to scale a mountain with all their gear to get to it, so that means that it was heavy.
And the cost of this is probably exorbitant.
But it was a little donkey.
It's worth it. It's
then they spent hours hoisting it out of this 10-foot hole and released it. It was hungry and dehydrated, but it wasn't hurt.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. I saw on TikTok miniature donkeys. And I want four of them. They are absolutely the cutest thing in the world.
They're so small.
It's like having a dog. Let's get a couple. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
Kellogg's just announced they've donated 30 million servings of food to food banks across the U.S.
Nice.
And I really like this. They said it's like things like cereal, snack bars, and Eggo waffles.
Yes.
Stuff that like I think we probably take for granted, but those things are delicious and fun.
If you're going to donate food to food banks over the holidays, it's such a great idea. And I get do the staples and stuff like that. Yeah, but do some fun things too. We talked to a lady that runs a food bank the other day, and she's like, "Yeah, put in like a cake mix. It's fun for them. It gives them a little treat. Waffles, things that they might not normally, things that feel like a splurge to someone would be a good thing to do." And then finally, Canada just finished up its annual Toys for Tickets campaign in Ontario. Anyone that got a parking ticket between November 1st and December 3rd, to avoid paying the fine, they could donate a toy instead.
Oh, cool.
Love this idea.
Great idea.
Absolutely love this. They've collected more than 3,600 toys for kids over the holidays. We started doing it in a couple places here in the States, like in Las Vegas, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And so I'm like, I love this idea. I just think that the price for the toy should equal what your parking ticket or more was going to be.
That's a great idea.
Like, don't go, I just got this tiny little stuffed animal Beanie Baby, you know, at the dollar store. It's like, do it right. You know,
get a bike.
I had a $45 ticket. I'm going to do that or more, you know. So anyway, I think that's a really great thing, and it's always good to help out kids during this time of year for sure. And that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind blown.
And the reason we do this is to help you out when you're in a social situation. If you are like fear that you might not have anything to offer, we're going to help you out. So if you keep these things in your brain when conversations come up, say at a Christmas party, a lot of companies doing Christmas parties. We got ours coming up. So a lot of people doing that. You might want to be interesting in that conversation. Mm-hmm. We can help you out right now. So Betty Rock, we'll just kind of walk through a little role playing how it works out. We're at a party, Christmas office party, and Betty Rock is there, and I come over. Hey, girl, what's up? Would you would you like me to get you some more eggnog?
And I would definitely pass. But I would say, you know what? I've been hearing Christmas music for like a month now. Tell me something about Christmas music.
You like Christmas music, don't you?
I mean, to a degree.
To a degree. Well, you know what the problem is? There's so many Christmas songs and we get inundated with them, but they're not a lot of Thanksgiving songs. And I know we're going backwards.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. Just get in this ride with me, okay? Get on this sleigh with me. Did you know that Jingle Bells, Dashing Through the Snow, that one was originally a Thanksgiving song. What?
Huh. But there aren't any jingle bells in Thanksgiving.
I know, but what are jingle bells on? They're on the horse that is pulling the sleigh. Yeah. That's like a thing with them. So that's where jingle bells come from. It was originally Dashing Through the Snow in a One-Horse Open Sleigh. It was actually called Open Horse Sleigh, and it was for a church's Thanksgiving concert in like the mid-1800s. Yeah, right. That's how long it's been around. And around 1857, they re-released the title as Jingle Bells, and it moved up. It got to the big show, which is Christmas. It got moved out of Thanksgiving to the big show.
Well, it makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
To be a Christmas song.
But just watching your face crinkle up like that, your forehead
thinking face.
I got her. She's in. See? That's how this works, okay? Gavin, I'm on a roll. Go.
On Christmas, a lot of people like a big, you know, Christmas surprise, like a big present that's super surprising. Yep. Do you have anything, like a big Christmas surprise that might be mind-blowing?
Okay, this was something you could use to really, everyone else is going to be talking about little things about Christmas, and probably most times you know what they're going to say and they're talking about. This is one I guarantee you no one's going to know, okay? So, Gavin, if you want to look like the smartest person in the room, bust this out. You go, oh, man, yeah, you know, that's a great surprise when they tell you about their present they got last year. Oh, that's a really good surprise. You know what one of the best Christmas surprises ever has been? During World War II, the United States Playing Card Company, they joined forces with American and British intelligence agencies to create very special decks of cards. Do you know what these cards were for?
No.
Okay, and always asking a question, because Betty Rock's got her foreheads wrinkled again. She's thinking, she's processing.
I want to leave, but I'm staying.
I know, she was actually walking back to the buffet, and she turned back around. I was like, wait a minute. And so they actually partnered with them, and they distributed these decks of cards as gifts to help their soldiers if they were captured. These decks of cards, if you got them wet, would come apart, and they had maps of escape routes inside of Europe. I know, right? See?
That's awesome.
Betty's eyes have gotten bigger. Gavin's like, what is going on? Like, I thought maybe you would use these as a weapon or something, but no, it was they had maps concealed in between the cards when it delaminated itself so that these men could get free and get to safety.
That's so smart.
I know, right? Well, there you go. God bless us each and every one. It's going to be a Merry Christmas, and that's your mind blown.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.